and welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast, which is going to seem to you to be like since 1 week since the last episode, but it's really been 2 weeks since the last episode because it took Colin all week to fix our website because our website is dog shit.
No, it wasn't. It was GoDaddy was just not functioning.
Perfect.
I couldn't upload anything. Because I couldn't get to the there's a page I go to import files to the server, and that was not populating.
Let me ask you a question, Colin. Mm-hmm. Would it be worth it to just abandon the website entirely and just get a Libsyn account?
A what?
Libsyn. It's what everybody else uses.
No.
Okay.
It wouldn't be.
All right.
Fuck them.
Fair enough.
We've had this established for a long time. I mean, the hiccups are few and far between at this point.
Well, here's the problem.
And now our website is like really robust and has all these articles written on it.
Look,
that somebody wanted to redo the website.
No, I wanted
to
do
articles.
It 2 years before you did it.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Here's the other problem with our current.
You know, I didn't do it 2 years before we did it.
What?
Because I knew you weren't going to do anything with it.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Here's the other problem with our current solution. The RSS feed only goes 10 episodes deep.
I'll look into that. I don't know why that is.
That's a problem.
I mean, yeah.
Not that anybody listens to the show, but a couple of people who do listen to the show don't listen until, like, they skip a lot of episodes. So then they go back and listen to chunks.
Yeah. I'll see how that works.
All right.
I don't know.
I mean, you can always just go to the website and play them all off the website, but who the fuck wants to go through all that headache? When you can
Connor, every day, every time he listens is through the website.
Really?
Yep.
What a champion.
Yep. He's a good kid.
I take back all those mean things I was saying about him off mic.
So we were talking about controllers.
Yeah. Did I say the whole welcome to Loud Neighbors, I'm Trevor, this is Colin bit?
You did now.
Okay.
So I'm gonna play this Metroid Dread game.
Yes.
And I'm sure it'll be fun.
It is very fun. It's a good... It's
because the Metroidvania games are fun.
Yeah.
Metroid games are fun.
And turns out Metroid is still the best Metroid game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game Metroid is the best Metroidvania?
Yeah.
I mean...
There's a reason Castlevania cribbed all of its ideas. The movement... Okay, so here's the thing about Metroid. Here's my Metroid Dread summed up in a few sentences. The movement is the most fluid and perfect control I've ever experienced in a video game. Especially once you start getting the abilities, the way you can fucking move around levels is fucking great.
So it's kind of like Shadow Complex was?
Yeah.
Because that game fucking did that as well.
Yeah. It actually does remind me a lot of Shadow Complex in a lot of ways.
Gotcha.
Because Shadow Complex was literally just like a love letter to Super Metroid, so...
Sure.
It is hard.
Really?
Metroid Dread... So once you learn the patterns and what you're supposed to do...
Is there an easy mode, at least?
No.
Fuck.
But once you learn... It's not so much that it's difficult, like... Execution is easy, because the controls are perfect.
Yeah.
Learning what you need to do...
It's just patterns. So it's like playing Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, okay. Which I was fine with.
Then you'll be just fine with this game. A few of the boss fights, you'll bang your head against a wall for like, I don't know, a half an hour. And then once you've mastered all the patterns, you'll beat it on your last try. You'll beat it without even getting touched.
That's Bloodstain is kind of like that, too.
Yeah, because the final boss in the game, I literally died to it for an hour straight. And then I beat it with full health. So I'm like, oh, I know everything I have to do. Now I just gotta lock in the muscle memory.
Sure.
Now the muscle memory is there and now I can beat that. But like I went back and replayed the boss after I beat the game and beat it on my first try without even like this is easy. Why do people keep saying this game is hard, idiots? After fucking raging in frustrated anger for an hour saying this game is bullshit. it's so good, man.
That's funny.
I don't know if you've ever played Super Metroid.
Nope. Never. I don't really have a lot of experience with Super Nintendo shit.
That's fair.
Other than like the Mario Karts and, you know, Mario's. Because I didn't have... I had a Sega Genesis when I was younger. A youngin'.
That's fair. then yeah, just play this one and you'll be fine. Okay. It'll catch you up. The story doesn't, there's story in it. Doesn't matter.
That's most, yeah.
It doesn't matter. There's like a few, like at the very beginning, dead ass in the middle, and at the very end, there's like these like fucking 10-minute chunks of like exposition, and none of it. Like, it's all crazy if you've played all the Metroid games, but none of it matters.
I don't need story in my video games.
I kind of don't anymore either.
I just want fun gameplay.
Yeah.
Which is, you know. I suppose when there's a good story mixed in with really good gameplay, it's nice. Like the Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. Sure. But does the story of Breath of the Wild... Here's the thing about games like Breath of the Wild and Fallout 3. The story doesn't... I don't care about, like, the main story, like, the main focus. I like all the little stories that you find throughout.
Sure.
Like, if the whole Ganon thing wasn't tying Breath of the Wild together, I think just finding all the little stories in between would still be fun, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I think Fallout 3 is the best example of that, because, like, the main quest of Fallout 3 to whatever it was, you find your dad or whatever... Who even remembers that part? It sucks. Nobody cares. But everybody remembers, like, they stumbled across the cannibal village or the weird tree-headed guy. Yeah. Or
Tenpenny Tower.
Or Tenpenny Tower or blowing up fucking Nuketown or whichever you did.
I never blew up Mega. I mean, I did a save where I blew up Megaton, but right. I always play as a good guy.
Same.
And then the best expansion, the Metal Gear Solid expansion.
Yeah.
And that game was awesome. Fuck was that one where you go to Alaska?
Oh, yeah. Operation Anchorage?
Yeah. That's, fuck, that was good.
It's just a shooter game.
So much fun.
Yeah. I really liked the third one they put out where you get a whole new island and it culminates with you getting your brain cut out.
I never finished that. Thanks for the spoilers. But
here's the spoilers.
You get your brain cut out?
You get your brain cut out and given back to you, like, just a little chunk of your brain in a jar. So you know how you get, like, trophies for things? In my house in Megaton, I have a little book. There's a bookshelf in the apartment. I have all the little trophies from things stacked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just my brain in a jar in
That's
there.
That's funny.
Yeah. Man, that game was good.
That was a good game. I never got through, like, finished any of the other ones, though.
Yeah.
Like, I got pretty far in New Vegas, but then I think my computer I had at the time fucking died on me, and I just lost my save. I'm like, well, this is dumb.
Yep. Done. Checked out.
Never did 4. Connor loved that one.
I loved 3. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
It was great. It was one of the... So between like 2005 and, I don't know, now...
Yeah.
I didn't really play a lot of video games for a period there. I played a lot of World of Warcraft, and that's all I fucking played.
Right.
And it was really hard for games to, like, engage me.
Enough to get you out of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Fallout 3 was the first game in 10 years or so, whenever, I don't know, maybe not that long, but first game since Shenmue that got me like, holy fuck, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
God, that was a good game.
And then I played like, I don't know, an hour of New Vegas, and it was, the desert isn't as interesting as fucking Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So I just didn't care.
I don't disagree with you, but there were a lot of things about New Vegas I really did fucking like.
I'm sure, but the thing that sucked me in, like the way I got sucked into Breath of the Wild, is you're like, oh, this I just want to go look around.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's that over there?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this pile of rocks? And when you're just in a desert, it's like, it's just flat sand.
Oh, it's a dusty gas station.
Great.
And some towers. That's stupid.
Great. More flat sand.
It gets a little better when you start getting into, like, the towards Vegas and the fucking subway system and shit.
I bet.
But yeah, I get what you're saying, though.
And then, I don't know, Fallout 4, I was just like, eh.
Connor played the shit out of that, but that had, like, a game, like a fucking house building mechanic to it.
Yeah.
And Connor with his fucking building shit is, you know.
Oh, buddy. I played this game. Ben runs an ARK server. I don't know if you know what ARK is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a survival game with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've owned the game forever. I didn't like it because I don't really like those survival games. But then I logged on his server and he had all these mods in to make building and shit easier kind of to do. And then I got way into building, and I'm like, all right, well, I got to build this castle. So I built this, like, castle keep up on this cliff, and then there's all these dinosaurs outside my castle keep. So I'm like, well, I got to build a big old King Kong wall to keep all these fucking dinosaurs out. And so you got to harvest all the materials, because it's one of those games. So you spend half your time harvesting materials and then refining them and then building them into things. And
so
then
it's Minecraft with fucking dinosaurs and
basically
good graphics.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Essentially. And so I ended up building this like fucking mile long fucking King Kong wall with a giant fucking dinosaur gate in it, with like fucking parapet towers and like fucking like oil. And it's beautiful. And then I finished that and I'm like, I can't keep playing this game or it's all I'll do. So I just fucking, I'm like, Ben, ban me.
See, it always surprises me that you never got it. You never liked Terraria.
It's 2D. I don't want to build shit in 2D. That's not the same.
Oh man, it's fun.
It lacks the creativity of being able to build the way I can't build a mile long fence to keep the dinosaurs out in Terraria because it would just be a one block.
Well, look, you can build stuff though.
Yeah.
You can build a mile high wall.
That's not interesting.
Yeah,
nothing
it is.
Jumps a mile high.
You can in that game.
Whatever. I don't know, man. It was fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
I get it. I get why people liked it. Just not
as far as world building games. It was one of my favorite.
I mean, it was definitely more of a game than these other games that I'm talking about.
Yeah, more of a game than fucking Minecraft
for sure.
It was like, Minecraft has enemies. I'm like, well,
yeah, but who the fuck wants to fight
right
them?
Like, so there's a boss in Terraria and it's just called the Wall of Flesh.
Yeah.
You have to go to hell to find it.
Nice.
And it's just this giant fucking flesh wall with eyeballs that fly at you. And you have to just fucking run away from it, dodge lava, and fucking try to murder the thing. It's fucking awesome.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Professional.
Well, that's just a little beeper letting me know that my creamer is here so I can enjoy my coffee. All right? Don't
sounds
fucking
awful.
Judge me.
Sounds awful.
I'm very excited for it.
Coffee's gross.
I like coffee.
I don't. It's gross.
It's okay to be wrong.
Anyway, but we were going to start talking about, you talked about if I play Metroid, I need the Pro Controller.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This was all because you wanted to talk about controllers. Yeah.
So one of the interesting things I've learned, you remember how for the longest time, like, you got the officially licensed controllers and nothing else because everything else was garbage.
Oh, my goodness.
Mad Cats was always garbage.
We used to play Halo.
This story.
We used to play LAN party Halo, like Halo 1, where you'd have
so much fucking fun, by the way.
We lived in a split level home, so we'd have two TVs in the basement and two TVs on the main level, and each one with their own Xbox, and then four people per TV. So you'd have 8-on-8 Halo fights.
Yeah.
So it'd be fucking 16 people running around Blood Gulch or whatever. It was fucking madness. It was fucking madness. It was so much fun. We'd get just shit faced. We were young, early 20s nerds.
Oh, God, it was fun.
Getting hammered. There was a girl there, so we were pretty cool.
A single girl.
There was one girl there.
Yeah.
So we were pretty cool.
She was hot.
And then, so we had, me and Justin each bought good controllers.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of the other people bought good controllers. So we had 14 actual Xbox 3 or Xbox original control, like good controllers. Yep. Between Duke's and Xbox S controllers, we had 14. And then our other roommate bought two. I don't even know if they were Mad Cats.
They weren't.
They were like Pelican or some shit. Bought these like Pelican fucking knockoff Xbox controllers. One of them constantly spun your character to the right. The joystick on always just wanted to go right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one just always had the right trigger mashed down. So as soon as you spawned, you would chuck all your grenades. So every round would start. You'd have to like fight with those two controllers.
Right.
So we made a deal. All right. Since you bought the two cheap controllers, I'm not going to fuck you over by making you use the two cheap controllers. So we put one bad controller on each floor and we would just rotate around.
Mm-hmm.
And I would usually just end up using the shitty controller downstairs because, you know, I don't give a shit. It's a stupid game. Who cares?
Right.
And Mark would always get stuck with the shitty controller upstairs because he bought them and it's his fucking fault and everybody else is just going to use the good controllers. It makes sense to me.
Right.
And he would throw such fucking tantrums about it. Just get so fucking pissed.
It's fucking bullshit.
Like, just go buy it. You got money. Go buy another good controller. Solve this problem.
Yeah, pretty sure he was a team lead at the time.
Yeah.
Dude.
He was, we were making, I made more that year than I make now, and I make twice as much per hour now. That's how much overtime we were working, and they were paying
us. Overtime and incentive,
yep. And they were paying us double time for our overtime at the time.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then our incentive, you could almost double your paycheck in incentive.
Yeah.
Because our incentive system back then was so good. So we were making, in 2002 or, I guess it was 2004, because we were in the Monster House, we were making $50,000 a year.
Right. I was not making that much.
I wasn't either, but Mark was.
Yeah.
Because he was a balls to the wall fucking op. Like, he would run fucking 40, 50,000 a night, which was high speed numbers on a swing arm.
Yeah.
He's a madman. None of this means anything to anybody, but it's a lot.
Sure.
It's a lot of money in 20 years ago money is the point. So there's no reason for him to buy the shitty controllers and then throw a temper tantrum about him buying shitty controllers is the moral of this story. Anyway, go on.
There was one game. It was one of the nights he threw a temper tantrum. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this dude. I was in the basement.
Yeah.
And he was upstairs. So we had to start a new game. We all renamed our characters and, you know, there was a Mark, there was a Loves, there was a The, and there was a Cock.
And we got top four in the right order.
Yep.
It was so perfect.
Fucking awesome. And like when it hit and the fucking stat screen came up after the game,
yeah,
just heard everybody upstairs crack the fuck up and him not say a fucking thing.
It wasn't even like we were trying to keep our fucking kills in order.
It just happened
perfectly. Sometimes fate smiles on you.
God, he was so annoying. I don't know how you guys did that.
He's fine.
How's he?
Also, people don't fuck with me. Like, when we got the house, I was kind of like, no, this is my house.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of the personality I have where, like, I'm just going to be like, well, no, everybody's going to pay your bills or I'm going to fuck you up. Like, I don't know. I'm not intimidating or strong or could win a fight, but for some reason, people, like, just do what I tell them.
That's weird.
So all the bills got paid and nobody fucked around.
You know what? I think part of it is people are just like very amenable to somebody who's just willing to take the lead.
Maybe that's it.
And they're like, oh, okay, this guy's got it. I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I just got to fucking follow.
Right.
Yeah.
So all the bills got because Justin fucked around a lot in the apartment because Mark wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker never missed a payment to me. Right. So like, I think all you got to do is set definable boundaries and most people will fall in line. So
sure.
And so it was never a problem. Like, I don't know.
That's good. That was a cool house.
Yeah. I liked that house a lot.
Watching the fucking air show from it was really neat.
I wouldn't have mind buying that house.
No,
it would have been cool, but
needed a lot of fucking work.
I mean, not like this house doesn't, not that any house doesn't really. At the end of the day, they're houses.
Yeah,
that house did need
fucking work.
That house did need completely rewired, though. The electrical in that house was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, really?
You couldn't run two things in the kitchen at a time.
Perfect.
Like, if you had the oven going, you couldn't run a toaster or it would blow the circuit.
Jesus.
It was real fucked. You could have the fridge on and one other thing.
Perfect. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah, it was all fucked. That house was a piece of shit, but it was a good time. Basement was fucking huge.
Yes, it was. Basement was really fucking big.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was open for the most part.
Yeah.
The size of the house.
Yeah.
It spanned all the way to the garage.
It was awesome.
Yeah. But, so third-party controllers.
Yeah.
They're not garbage anymore.
Yeah.
The
point of all that story is, if you bought a Pelican controller today, which doesn't exist.
No, now it's like Power A and a couple other. And I mean, I'm sure some of them aren't great, but like the fucking one I got off Amazon, it's a Switch Pro controller, but it's just some other fucking brand.
Right.
It's fucking great. It feels good in my hand. Doesn't feel like it's going to fucking just crack and break.
And that's the thing they all used to not... Like, they all used to just feel cheap.
Well, there was a... I got a PS3 recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't had a PS3 in a long time. The only one I ever had before was one that was Yellow Light of Death that Fong gave me. And
right.
I fixed it. It worked for a couple of months and it fucking died again. Well, anyway, that's been my thing. I'm just amassing a huge PS3, like, collection, RPGs nice. And shit, because they're dirt cheap right now.
Yeah.
I don't really understand gamers.
Yeah.
Like... They all just seem to want to fucking, like, we're just going to go for these right here. Like,
yeah.
They go for certain, and that's too new, so people just aren't like, well, I don't fucking need those. So you could probably get, we didn't really have any fucking games on it worth a shit anyway.
Nope.
But, like, PS3 and Xbox 360,
yeah.
Right now would be the time to fucking get the games that you always were like, I should probably play that.
All
right. You should do that.
I'll see if there's anything I have a lot of PS3 and 360 games.
I mean, so. I think the most valuable game on the PS3 is NCAA Football 2014, because it was the last one they fucking made.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a $90 game.
That's supposedly coming back.
It is. So I hear. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be.
I can't wait for the nostalgia to really catch up to the PS1 era. Because I have a whole lot of very rare PS1 RPGs.
It's caught up to it. Oh, unless it's a Square RPG. Because they fucking re-released those 100 times at this point.
No, I have Xenogears.
Okay, that's worth money.
Yeah. I have a copy of Xenogears. I have a copy of this game called Kudelka that barely exists. I have a copy of Galarians, which is like this weird psychic survival horror game that was real rare.
You'd be surprised. I had a game called Shadow Tower.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, it was a spiritual predecessor to the fucking shitty Bad Control games.
Yeah.
You know, the dark, whatever those games are fucking called that I hate.
Yeah.
And you hate because they suck and control like fucking buttholes.
The Souls games?
Yeah, Dark Souls.
Yeah.
I got that game for next to nothing when it was new because it was garbage. It was like an age tech game.
Yeah.
And I mean, it cool concept. You're in a fucking tower and it's like dark and monsters and collect shit. You're a knight, whatever. I sold it to Candy.
Yeah.
For like $110 or something like that. Like,
that means he sold it for like $300.
He usually gives me a little over half.
Okay. Still.
I know. It's fucking stupid amounts of money these fucking games are going for.
Huh.
I sold off most of my PS1 games recently and fucking PS1 and Saturn games. That 32-bit generation.
Yeah.
That shit's all fucking through the roof right now.
I'll be honest. Not worth it to me. I'd rather hang on to my weird fucking...
The thing I looked at it was, all right, am I ever going to play any of these games ever again? And the answer is always immediately no. So I just fucking sell them. I ripped a couple of them. Like, I might go back to that one. So
look, Colin.
I have the ROMs.
I may never play Kudelka.
You'll never play it.
Which is a survival horror turn-based strategy RPG. Don't ask me. I don't know. It's all grid-based like you're fucking...
Is it complete in the case with the manual?
Oh, yeah. It's in pristine...
Average sold price, $256.84.
For Kudelka?
Yep.
Holy fucking shit.
Disc only is like 100 and fucking...
No, it's 70. Pristine. I don't fuck my shit up.
So, $260.
Goddamn. And I'll still never sell it. See how much Galarians is worth. So people know to break into my house and steal my one box of PlayStation games.
Yeah, I'll see if I spelled that right.
Galerians.
I did not spell that.
Galerians is a weird fucking game that I've always wanted to play and never have. It's too hard.
Like, oh, really?
It's not like the fights aren't hard. So you're a psychic kid and all your attacks are like you start people on fire or you use a force push or whatever. But you have this thing that builds up. I can't remember what they call the mechanic in the game. But basically, if you use too much psychic power, you burn out.
Yeah, and
then your life slowly depletes and you can barely move. And until you take this pill to like reverse the burnout, you're fucked. And there's like five of that pill in the whole game. and you burn out constantly. So I don't know what you're supposed to do there.
$85 on average. All right. I can't believe how much that other one sells for.
I knew Koudelka was going to be the big one because that game like was real fucking. It did not stick around, and it's crazy. Weird Japanese games that didn't get wide releases here that I ended up with for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the time to sell that kind of shit, not to collect it.
Well,
if you're doing, I mean, if you're just going to hoard it and whatever,
I am just going to hoard it. I hoard things.
Yeah.
Because I'm a weird fucking guy.
Like, my Suikoden 2, I got rid of that finally. Those sell for $300 now.
Here's the thing. To me, saying I own that game is worth more to me than $250, which is nothing to... Like, what is that? That's my fucking heating bill next month? Who cares?
No.
Like, I can pay one heating bill or I can own this game forever. I think I'll own the game forever. That's just how I look at it. Like, if I was going to flip it, like, if I was going to sell it and then buy, you know, some stupid board game or something, maybe I could justify it then.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to make a fund. You sell that stuff and put it in your Warhammer Army fund or your...
Well, I just have a job and that's my Warhammer Army fund instead.
I guess.
You know how that goes. Oh, my God. Speaking of board games, I don't know if you're familiar with the early 90s sensation HeroQuest.
I've heard of it.
They did a crowdsourced remake of it. They did a crowdfunding campaign for it at the beginning of the year that I 100% fully like backed the highest tier of.
Of course you did.
It was only like $150. It was less than $200.
That's not bad.
And it's the base game, all like remakes of all the original expansions, and then like a bunch of more expansions that are exclusive to the backers, including an expansion designed by Joe Manganiello. So they just said, you'll be getting shipping info soon.
Nice.
So I'm going to be getting that, and then I'm going to run a campaign for, I think you can only have like 3 or 4 players in it, but I'm going to try to take some of our Pathfinder group through it.
Fun.
It should be. It's stupid. I don't care. It'll be a good time. It's like a all-in-one box Dungeons and Dragons, except for the campaigns are all pre-written and the enemy behaviors that just kind of tells you what to do with them. And and it's all super duper simplistic. It's just like the attack dice are 6-sided dice with like swords and shields on them. So you either hit or block.
Yeah.
It's that kind of shit. But, you know.
I'm pretty sure Board James did that.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And it has a shit ton of... I have the original HeroQuest. Now, let's not kid around with ourselves, because I also hoard and collect weird, obscure board games like I do my weird and obscured PS1 games.
Yeah, that's the one that's like a really simplified D&D campaign. Gotcha.
But it comes with all the... Like, the original one was all this cardboard furniture and then plastic minis. The new one is all resin miniatures and furniture.
How long does that take to play, generally?
I don't remember. I haven't played it since I was like in high school.
I'd be down.
Cool.
Fuck it.
Probably not more than an hour or so, because the map isn't very big and it's all it's just dungeon crawler. There's no role play aspect to it at all.
Right.
You walk around and then you look in a door and it's like when you go in the door, you put an orc and like 2 pieces of furniture in the room and that's it. It's pretty dumb. But I wanted all the... It's like comes with like over 100 miniatures or whatever it comes with. I wanted all the miniatures.
Of course. I've still not even gotten to sit down and play the game we kickstarted together.
No,
Deep Madness.
It's good.
Is it?
I played it once with Ben and Mimsy in April.
Yeah.
Fucking... How long ago was that? 3 years ago? It's been a while. But, I mean, here's my plan. If I get this day shift job I posted for or other day shift jobs I'm going to post for, if I don't get it, I'm going to start doing like weekly board game nights and then we'll get it done, okay. Colin. We'll get it done.
Yeah, because I'd like to play it, you know.
Yes.
Since I spent money on it. Yeah. I'd like to play the game I own half of.
I mean, do you own any of it anymore?
Well, look.
Do you want half of those miniatures?
I'm not going to fucking play it at my house, so might as well leave it here.
No, I know. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, I read the entire rules. It's complex as fuck. Yeah. That game has so much going on every turn, and it's hard. It's maybe the hardest board game I've ever fucking read the rules of.
Really?
Yeah, you're basically, it's like, you're never gonna, you're not, you're gonna, just, don't, just roll a dice, and if it doesn't say you win on a six-sided dice, if it, those words don't somehow magically appear, just flip the fucking table now, idiot. So every round, it, like, spawns more monsters, and then some other shit spawns. Oh. There's, like, fucking 10 ways for it to spawn monsters.
So it's like those games where they fucking, the water's constantly rising. Oh, and
also, yes, it does that.
Yeah.
Because, perfect. It starts it's
the
off,
madness levels.
Yeah, so it starts off, it's, like, tile-based. You build out the, you're in an underground, you're in an underwater research station. Mm-hmm. Like, you're on the fucking, the Abyss station.
Yeah.
Except for it's slowly being possessed by hell, like Silent Hill. So, like, you'll go into a room, and some rooms will then, like, the tiles flip over, and one side of the tile is the normal, and the other side of the tile is, like, the Silent Hill hell world version.
Yeah.
And then it starts just spewing fucking demons out of it as until you... There's a way you can go in and, like, close the portals or some shit. I can't remember. It's been a long time. But because we got, like, the Kickstarter, the cool Kickstarter edition, all of that shit that's normally cardboard tokens is little plastic fucking bits in what we got. And there's, like, a miniature that came with it that I'm not certain is even part of the game, but fuck, that thing came with a lot of miniatures,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it did. I remember we opened that up on a very, very early episode.
Yeah, that probably doesn't exist anymore.
There's probably video on YouTube of it.
All that's on YouTube is...
we did video of that one.
I believe that, but I think...
Maybe we didn't put it on YouTube.
I think the only thing on video... The only video other than just audio podcast that's on our YouTube is your unpacking your everyday carry bag.
Oh, yeah. My EDC.
my buddy Andy watched it. He's like, there's no gun. I don't think he knows that everyday carry means a gun.
I mean, it does, but it doesn't.
He's like... Why
it's not the only thing it means.
Your everyday carry is the gun you carry every day, he says. He says, Colin, get a gun.
No.
Get a gun and protect all my video games for me, Colin. I'll sell Kudelka and buy you a gun.
Yeah. I don't want one of those.
That's fair.
No.
All right. I'm going to come steal all your... Oh, you already sold them all. Never mind.
No! Look who's dumb now. Not the guy without a gun.
Oh, shit.
Actually, and that's not entirely true. I just can't carry it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I could, I guess, if I got one of those leather sheaths on my back, like fucking
like
Ash.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Spin it and just fucking sheath it like a sword.
Get a cobalt gun. Blue steel.
You just got to get a gun rack in your Subaru.
I have a gun rack, too.
Do you?
I do.
That's funny.
It's my grandpa's.
Aw.
It's got my family crest and a Obi-Wan Kenobi head stuck on the fucking face of it.
I'm sure he's not embarrassed about that.
My grandpa was a nerd, dude.
Oh, did he put it on there?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
That was his shit.
All right, good for him.
My grandpa used to do this thing where, and this is the 1970s, right?
Right.
And computers didn't exist. There wasn't, like, the internet or people to talk to. So what my grandpa would do is he'd watch episodes of Star Trek, the original series, in syndication, of course, at the time. And afterwards, he would record himself summing up the episode on this little fucking tape recorder.
He did review podcasts?
Yeah.
In the 70s?
Yeah.
Do you still have those tapes?
I'll have to look. I don't fucking know if those got... There's a lot of shit from my family that got fucking lost or destroyed because negligence
and
people not realizing that
if you could
something
find
like that is important.
Any of those?
I know.
We should put them on the website.
I found a stash of fucking letters my grandpa wrote to my dad when he was in the military in Europe. My grandpa was funny fucker. Like, he's a clever fucking dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to read through that stuff.
God damn. That would be entertaining shit to listen to.
Yeah. And I'll see. I'll ask my mom, I think, was the last person who knew where any of that stuff was. So I'll ask her if there's anything still laying around, but
right on.
I don't know.
Somewhere for high school, we had to do a radio play for my speech class in high school. So somewhere I have a cassette tape of me, my dad, and stepmom reenacting the Return of the Archons episode of Star Trek, the original series. And I had all these, like, fucking toys and shit, so I'm doing all the sound effects with, like, fucking... You know, I had a toy communicator that made the chirping sound, mm-hmm. and I had a fucking toy ship that had, like, the transporter sounds and shit on it. So, like, I'm doing all the sound effects. Like, I didn't steal anything from the show. Just all my toys, I'm fucking mimicking the sound effects for our radio play. And it's just me, my dad, and Cindy acting out the stupid shit.
That's pretty cool.
God, I should try to find that tape and put that on the website.
Right. Yeah. I wish there was more of that. I got, I have a tape of my mom recorded of my dad on his old radio show.
One of them. I think you played that.
I probably put it on fucking Facebook, but it's such poor quality because my mom didn't know what she was doing, making those things.
Right.
I think she was like recording on a boombox while listening on the stereo my dad had. I'm like, oh, that's not.
Just a microphone. Like one of those little tiny microphones I used to plug into the top of a boombox.
No, the boombox had its own microphone.
Oh, even better.
Just a little pinhole on the top that you'd shut. Yeah, fuck. Terrible.
Look, you got to do what you got
to
do.
But I understand. You do. You do have to do what you have to do. But yeah.
You do anything this week? Watch anything?
I started watching The Mask with Sophia.
Yeah.
She thinks, or Mask, not The Mask. The Mask was the Cher one, wasn't it?
I think you have that backwards. Like, fuck. Mask was the Cher one and The Mask. So when you correct it, I'm like, wait. At first, I thought you were talking about the funny Jim Carrey movie. You made her watch the Cher movie with the deformed man?
No, I made her watch the Jim Carrey movie.
Did you pat her on the back and you're like, see, this guy got through life just fine. You'll be okay. Jesus, what a jerk.
Watching The Mask with Sophia.
Okay.
She thinks it's great.
It's for children. Of course she does. It's fine.
It is for children, except, you know, when it's not. Holy shit. There's a fucking part of the movie when he first becomes the Mask.
Uh-huh.
And he's finds these fucking guys are trying to jump him.
Uh-huh.
And he starts making fucking animal balloons.
Yeah.
And he pulls a used condom out of his pocket.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Gross. And Sophia's like, what is that? Or just like, nothing, just an old balloon.
Just an old balloon.
One thing I will say about that movie.
Okay.
Barely anybody has ever, and Cameron Diaz has definitely never looked hotter than she did in that movie.
It's the only time she ever looked hot.
I don't know about the only time.
Magazines.
But that is the hottest time.
Yeah, 100%.
But like, it's weird because you've seen her in other shit and you're just kind of like, eh.
Her face, her mouth expanded. It started wrapping around her head like the mouth of Saruman, man. She looks all fucked up now.
Or she looks like Pennywise.
Yeah.
And he smiles. Oh my God, she was so hot in that movie.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make it like, again, it doesn't make any sense. Cause like in everything else, you're just kind of like, whatever.
Like by the time fucking Very Bad Things came out 2 years later,
but I can't think of anybody who was like hotter than her in that movie. Like, fuck
Jennifer Connelly, but you know, that's taste.
Yeah, sure.
The only scene in that movie that actually makes me laugh every time. There's a scene, I think he's lost the mask, and he's getting the shit kicked out of him, Jim Carrey, and he says, it's gonna be pretty hard to enjoy your victory with one friggin' eye, and then he pokes the guy in his eye and keeps getting his ass beat. It's so fucking funny to me.
Like, it's silly. It's a silly movie.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Weird.
No worries. Just a little bit of static had to clear up. So The Mask.
Yeah.
As far as condom jokes in children's movies in the early 90s, have you ever seen the movie Coneheads? Which is definitely for children.
I have, but it's been a really long time, so I don't remember it at all.
The whole movie, they're chewing gum, and it's just they're opening condoms and chewing on condoms.
God damn it. I should watch that again.
Yeah.
It's probably not great, but...
So, I don't know,
Dan
man.
Aykroyd. So I
also,
guess.
In the 80s, they were like selling RoboCop and Terminator action figures to fucking 5-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
It was a weird time back then.
It was.
Police Academy. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Police Academy. Of course. It's basically a sex comedy. There's titties and profanities and, you know, inappropriate situations. Had a Saturday morning cartoon based on it. So yeah. That's the world we lived in back then. We were awesome.
Right. Connor's going to be mad at me.
Why?
I think he wanted to come to the podcast.
Oh.
And I didn't grab him.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck.
I got other shit to do. So.
I don't think I did anything. Oh, I went to a haunted house last night.
Okay.
Went to Shadow's Edge out front of Mangelson's there. It was a good time.
Was it?
See, it wasn't as great as it used to be. I kind of want to go down to Mystery Manor as well, but I won't have time. But, you know, it was still fun. They had some clever gimmicks in there and some fun rooms.
What about Scary Acres?
I've heard that's terrible, and also I've heard that... I read a guy on Reddit bitching that he waited in line for 2 hours, and then right before he got to the front, the park closed, and then they didn't refund his money.
What?
Yeah. So I will never go to Scary Acres. That's how I feel about Scary Acres.
That's terrible.
And then my friend Julie went there a couple weeks ago, and she's like, we had fun.
That's the last one I went to. It was
whatever. Yeah, I've heard it's not great. Mystery Manor has always been the best of all the ones I've been to, because, you know, they got a slide at the end.
I really like that one at the beginning of Valas.
For the one for babies? The one for literal babies?
What?
The one that's literally for babies?
What are you talking about? It's not for babies.
The one that's for babies. That's
super scary.
Yeah.
It's got the...
I mean, there's some cool...
It's got the projection heads.
There's some cool projection heads in there. There's some. Yeah. There's that one staircase that somebody's definitely going to slip down and die on.
Oh, my God.
Someday.
The fucking thing is... We went through twice. I'm like, you know... Like, you look around, like, none of these cobwebs are decoration.
No.
Like, and I'm just fine walking through it, and it makes no sense to me. In my brain, I know... That the thing is crawling with spiders and gross, but I'm like, it's fine.
We're
Valas.
We're waiting in line outside of the fright zone. I'm like, the scariest part about this place is that if you're in the middle of it when an electrical fire starts, you're fucking dead.
Jesus,
that thing is a death trap.
Yeah,
there's this one hallway in it. I don't know what it's just like inflated, I guess, but it's like. I don't know, vinyl
balloons. You, like, walk through it and squeeze
through
it. Yeah,
it's like a vagina.
They have that at the one at Valas.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I didn't like that at all. I'm like, this is going to touch my face. I don't like it.
Luckily, they, and at least at the one at the Valas, you can just walk around it. You don't have to go that way.
Well, this one, you're just kind of in the pitch black walking, and then you're
in it?
Yeah, you have no idea where you're going. You're just in the black walking down a hallway, and then suddenly you walk into this thing, and you're like, oh. So I'm walking with my hands over my face so this fucking disgusting walls don't touch my face.
That's gross.
Yeah, it was. It was gross. Other than that, it was fun.
Yeah.
The coolest room in it, there's just like just this big room that's just got like 10 fucking foggers in it. So it's, you can't see your hand in front of your face. There's so much fog. And then you just got to kind of feel your way around the room until you find the exit. And there's a couple of fake exits, like hallways that loop back around into the room that you like, oh, I found the way out. Oh, no, I just went in a circle.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a haunted house. I don't know. That's for children. I was 100% the oldest person anywhere near that fucking building.
Yeah, that's... I mean, the last time I went to a haunted house was probably... It was at Scary Acres, and it was, shit, 2007, 2008. And I was already one of the oldest people there.
Fucking... This clown popped out, like, while we were waiting in line. They got little things where they can pop out and scare you in line or whatever. And Ben's like, oh, I love ICP. We went with Ben.
No.
And then the clown's like, ICP, bro, what year was that, 2000? I'm like, I mean, I saw him in 96. He's like, and he had been walking away by that time. He stops, comes back, pops his head back over the fence. He's like, 96, did you say? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I was 5. I'm like, thanks. He's like, thank you. I was already starting to feel old, and now I feel better. And he walked back away. I'm like.
Think if it was Connor there. He was born that year.
I know. I mean, there were... There was these kids in front of us who were either 12 or 36. I don't know.
Perfect.
They were pocket-sized human beings. Yeah. I'll tell you that much, but like their age was indeterminate. It was fucking weird, man.
Huh. Didn't do anything else really. Sold some shit.
Want me to go?
I've now found a new thing to watch on YouTube and over, and that's Bar Rescue.
Fair enough. I've been watching speedruns of Metroid.
Why not?
It's fun to watch people master the controls in that game.
Yeah.
It's crazy what people can do. Your brother's been into that game, sending clips on a Discord we're in.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, he can just do things in video games.
I know. It's annoying.
He's just like, oh, I'm just going to do this thing in this video game perfectly.
And so, like watching like, him fucking...
fight Lynels.
Oh, my God.
In Zelda. And he's just like, oh, I'm just never going to get touched because he's like fucking... He's like Neo in the Matrix in video games. I can only do that
if I have just a bunch of fucking exploding arrows. And
yeah.
Then I can beat him pretty well.
Maybe if I had a shit ton of Adderall, I could pull it off. I don't know.
Fuck.
But he's crazy.
Yeah, we're getting too old. Our fucking hand-eye coordination isn't that fucking... Our reflexes aren't that quick anymore.
Hey, So in Super Metroid, in most Metroid games, you can do a thing called bomb jumping, where you drop a bomb and then you drop another bomb and then it knocks you up. And just before you hit the second bomb, you drop another bomb and then you can basically bounce on bombs in a little ball shape. And you can use it to break the game and get places you're not supposed to get early on. I've never bothered doing it because I don't like sequence breaking. I just like to play the games in the order they're supposed to be played in. And my buddy Chad on the internet is busting my balls about like, oh, you can't, blah, blah, blah. Like, because I don't usually 100% Metroid games. I just play them and beat them.
Yeah.
And so the other day I'm like, and he always looks up where everything is because he's not good at playing the game. He just doesn't care about finding... He just wants to know where things are and then try to get to it because he's bad at putting in controls. I'm the opposite. If I know how to do a thing, it's no problem at all. So my joy from the game comes from finding the secrets, not getting to them.
Sure.
And he's like, well, you just say that, but you've still never been able to bomb jump in Super Metroid. So I'm like, all right, fuck you, dude. I go and sit down on my couch and I master bomb jumping in like 30 seconds. And you can just hit a button on the Switch to record like the last 30 seconds of your gameplay. And then I just fucking send it in the video file. And I'm like, now shut the fuck up. He's like, I hate you. So I'm not broken yet in my ability to control and do reaction times, but I'm getting there.
Sure.
All right, hold on. I'm going to pause for just a second. All right, Colin, I'm back. And guess what?
No emails.
I don't know. Outlook just crashed, so maybe it just didn't load. But no, there doesn't appear to be any emails. Let's try opening it up again and seeing how it does. I think I might need a new tablet. This one's starting to get fucking wonky. Apps crashing and shit. But no, there are no emails. Nobody writes in. I don't think anybody listens anymore. I don't know why we're still recording these, Colin. I keep trying to tell you we need to stop. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Until we stop, and then they'll care.
Well,
they'll be like, where's the loud neighbors at?
They should have fucking respected us while we were here. They should have, what do they call that? Not taken us for granted, Colin.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to take ourselves granted
and
keep doing it.
They should not take us for granted.
We're just going to keep doing it
out
of spite for nobody listening. Or writing emails.
Anybody who did make it this far, next weekend, I'm going to get you this one quick so you can put it up as soon as possible so that I can get my plug in. bit.ly/FrostyEL. Go fucking donate to my campaign. Come watch me stream next weekend. Go to that link. It's got everything there. I'm raising money for Children's Hospital.
I wonder if I can make the pod title. The link.
I don't know.
It will hyperlink it.
That'd be fun. I doubt it will hyperlink it.
That'd be fun. But I can make that. I'll just make that the show title.
Cool. Go donate. Help money. Help the kids. We can't say for the kids anymore because that's a Penn State's. The pedophile state is for, they are all the they're for the kids these days.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to get tied up in that mess. We don't want to be related with them.
Yep.
So we'll say, play games, heal kids. That's what we'll say.
Yeah, do those things.
Do those things. Come donate. It'll be fun. Come watch me stream and then donate. And then eventually I'll shave my head and I'll look like Colin.
That's right.
I'll look like a more handsome Colin.
I don't know about all that.
A way more handsome.
You better leave your beard on, buddy.
Smaller penised Colin. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't think I got anything else.
Facebook.com/loudneighbors, loudneighbors.com. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Colin's pointing a finger at me, so he does have something else. Go donate to my thing at bit.ly/frostyel.
I'm just making sure I don't have any stories.
I like that they have the stream embedded onto the Extra Life website now, so you can just go to my Extra Life donation page, and I don't have to also give them the Twitch link. It just embeds the Twitch stream and chat right onto the Extra Life page.
I just want to read this quote.
Okay.
From Dick Masterson.
Perfect.
It's just so nice going to any gay event because there's not a bunch of wandering, marauding date rapists walking around looking tough and puffing themselves and wiping the creatine off their noses. Dick, 4 days before getting assaulted by a puffed up creatine date rapist at a gay event.